Yeah, we're up to Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Kol HaKodeshim, any korban, shekodam mum kavua lehekdeshem, that before you went to be makdish, this behemoth, it had a mum kavua, so this behemoth was never fit to be brought for korban. So at all, it was chal just a kedushas damim on it. Since it had a mum first, now you makdish it, it's only a chal kedushas damim that you're supposed to sell this animal with the money you buy a korban. It's sold in Yiftu, and then you are poided, then you redeem this animal. So lochu is, it's mamish like a regular behemoth chulin now that you redeemed it. And therefore, for chayavim v'b'chor, if it gives birth to a b'chor, it has kedushas b'chor on it. Yerashi said, lachu p'dyonim im yodov, after you poided, it gives birth, there's a mitzvah b'chor on it. Over matanas, so what do now? In nishechtet, you have to give this raya lechiyah mekevo, like a regular behemoth chulin, to a kain. V'yaitzun chulin, and after you pray to it, it's mamish, it goes out to be like a regular behemoth chulin, ligozit, you let it shear off the wool of it, to leva, you let it work with it also. For lodon, v'cholvot muto, the kids that it has, and the milk that comes out of it is all muto. That's only because at the beginning was never chalak kedushas aguf on the behemah. There was a mum kavua first, and all these things happened liyachad pidyon after you prayed to them. Before you prayed to it, it has a kedushas damim on the behemah. Mashenka, once you prayed to it, it's yosel chulin completely. The ashechtan bachutz potter. If somebody shechtes Spain even before pidyonin outside the Beis HaMikdash, so you potter, you're not chayav for shchut echutz. Because since this behemoth was never fit to be brought for korban inside, there's no issa aveira shchut echutz outside. V'yonosin tmura, and this behemoth does not make a tmura since the behemoth never had a kedushas aguf. V'yemesu, let's say this behemoth died before you were poydurit. Again, you are makdish of the behemoth's balmum. So even before you poydurit, if it died, the locha is yiftu. You have a right still to be poydurit, even though it's dead. And even though the opinion will only be that now you give it to Hegdish, even after you pay to it, like the money goes to Hegdish, for the behemoth you only give it to your Klovim, still that's mutter. It could be paid to Kedushas Damim, even though you only give it to Klovim. Chutz min abchor, excluding a bechor, a behemoth abchor, or min amaisa, a behemoth maisa, a behemoth that's a bechor, even though it's a balmum, it has Kedusha on it. And what did a maisa behemoth? And the Pasuk says, La yivake ben toiv l'ra, the mashman ben tam ben balmum kodesh. If the tenth one, the goat tachar ha-shev, that happens to be a balmum, lechor has kedusha, has kedusha aguf on it. Sure, you can't makrev it, but you have to wait till or if it has a mum ready, you could be paid to it. But kol ponim here was already chal, kedusha aguf on it, now you have to be paid to it, it's called like a regular psumi amudashim, but they have different halakas, we'll see later. Now, what's going to be the chol shekod megdeshin es mumon? Let's say no, first you makdish the animal, a kedushas aguf, it was fit to be for korban, and later a mum came upon this behemah, or else a mum over megdeshin, or else before you makdish it had a mum, but it had a mum that's going to go away. Therefore, when you makdish it right now, the kedushas aguf is chal completely. Uliyach mikan, later after the hegdish was chal, no, the mum kavua, now a mum kavua became. In the animal, exactly what's called the mum that passed the animal for a clover, that we'll have later on in the Masechta. What's going to be later when the balmum comes upon this animal, and the niftu you redeem it, you give the value of it, the money of it to Hegdish, and the behemah that goes out the chulin. But here there's special halachas. Here the halacha is pturim in abechora. Even after you pay to this behemah, if it gives birth now, there's no kedushas bechora on the kid. Or min amatonis, when you shech the psulim amadoshim, you don't have to give the matonis of the kain. V'yen yotzen l'chudin ligozes v'levoi. You're not allowed to shear off the wool of this behemah, even after you pay to it. V'levoi, you're not allowed to work with it. V'lodon v'chol v'noso. The vlad, the kids that it has, or the milk that comes out of the silasa, we'll see in the Gemara. That psulim amadoshim means once there was chalak vishas aguf on the behemah. And that even though a regular balmum came upon it, that you could be paid to it, but the Torah only gives you a right to feed it, not to do business with it, or sincerely not to work with it. And as the blood and the chovon still remains also. Liyacha pidyon, even after you pray to them, still these things remain also. What's going to be the ashechta and bachutz chayif? If you shech the psula medoshim outside the Beis HaMikdash, tati chayif? Rashi says this talk is about chayif pidyonim, chayif chorus. I lechur it's a balmum, it's not fit to be brought inside. So Rashi says, the Gemara says, it goes according to Rabbi Kiva, and so about a bedukin shabayin, who had a slit in the eye. So Rabbi Kiva shitu is a monum leyevu, the yevu that goes on the mezvech, it has kedusha to it, therefore it doesn't have kedusha to it, therefore it's called roel lepnim, therefore if you shech to pachutz, you be chayiv misa for this. The yosin tamura, now the psura medoshim, you could make tamura with it, before you poder it, it makes tamura. If you take another bein and say zu tach zu, it has kedusha on it. The yemesu yikovu, if they die, that before you pray to them, you can't be prayed to psura medoshim now. So lachur is yikovu. It says v'yei niftim debrei hamadav alacha. We'll see in the Gemara. It has to be that could be standing alive. You can make hamadav alacha. Here there's no hamadav alacha, therefore you can't be prayed to it. If a behema, a carbon, even if it became a balmum, if it died before you pray to it, that's it. You have to bury it. You can't be prayed to it after its mace. Now the Gemara says, tie back to the Resha. Tie with the Niftu. Rasha, the Resha Koi. Hole Niftu, mashm if you were not prayed to it. Again, we had this behema that had a mum kavur on it, and you were makdish it. So the Kedusha is not chal on the goof of the behema, it's a balmum. It's only chal, Kedusha's damim, that you have to sell them with the money you bring in carbon. So it's mashma, before you pay to that, it's part of minab chayra. The Mishnah only says, after you pay to it, then it's chayv of chayra. Mashma, though, hola niftu, is ptur minab chayra. Or minamatanis, who didn't sell support for matanis lakayin? What's the reason why? So as she says, the Gemara says, kesava, our time holds, that Kedusha's damim, matcha minab chayra minamatanis, yes. Just the fact that the behemah has the kedushas damim on it, it's only the money of it is kaddish, that's not the pater minab chayra. Rashi says kedushas aguf, and Rashi explains why. First, the kamon nikroi, a kedushas aguf is pater minab chayra from the pasuk. The pater minab chayra matanis. So Rashi says when that pasuk in the same for applies to kedushas damim also. Toshav lo, a different place. If kedushas damim to minab chayra, kedushas aguf. First, the kamon. Places the kosher pusher the yosef and patrino sulam adoshim afal pishen iftu there it's even though you pray to it from a post it's three vial here it's only kosher pin aracha pidyon the places where the lahayno taimo the dushas domin vishun lechid the post it says gabi bechor bi yisroel uvu matalas ksiv mi eis rom so then it will be yisroel and now if it has kedusha that then it has the kedusha on a hegdish tikka behema we have no din bechor. Now the Gemara says, the Yotzim Chulin goes out, when you pray to this, it goes out the Chulin. The Gemara says, time with the Nishtu, again, the Gemara says, you pray to this famous Balmum. Hola Nishtu, Mashmur, if you are not pray to this Bain that has a Kedusha's Dhamm on it, it is Asir of the Giz of Yavayda. You'd be also to shear off the wool and to work with it, since it has a Kedusha's Dhamm on it. So the Gemara says, so, Misal al Rebbe Lezer, to write to Rebbe Lezer, the Yom that he holds, Kodshe Bedeka Bayis, Asur Megizah the Avodah, we have a korban that has kedusha the Bedek Abayis. Rashi says, "V'hochi Dani," it's also kedusha Bedek Abayis Dami. Tehaim Atzum Lehukeshum Mitchilo Lodemayim, because these beimus were only kodesh to Mitchilo for the value of the money and give the money to the Hegdish. So the Chutzlaitz Reb Lezer holds a beimer that has kedusha Bedek Abayis on it. It's also Megizah the Avodah. Tomorrow says, no, Amri Atay Yuloi, Kedushas Domin Lemizbeach, Hu de Michlechvor, Kedushas Aguf Lemizbeach, is God's Rebbe Rabbonin. Our Kodshas Bedek Abayis Loi, could be here now, Mishnah is different. Here, when you first Makdish this Balmum, the Pshat is you Makdish it Amanat, that you're going to sell it, and with the money you bring a carbon. The principle with the money is supposed to bring a carbon, therefore there's a Xavier to say right now in this Bain also, that looks like a carbon, it should be also the Gizav Avoida. There could be a behema that has no shaykh to bring for carbon. That you only makdish just the Bedek Abayis, could be there we don't make any Xeris. So it could be there smutted to use the Gizav Avoida. Rashi says, Loi tisayin lafitz and dishes dem le mezbeachu. Tuktishu l'shem kach. Hadam Craig the Mizbeach. First, the Mudi Yasa Gizav Avoida, and the Shun the Mizbeach. The Mudi Yasa Gizav Avoida, yeah. So the Gemara says, Akopon, there's no proof to Reb Lezer. It's not a kashan Reb Lezer. Akopon, we wouldn't have any proof. Could be the behemoth that's only hooked to shoot just for the Bedek Abayis. Mishnah, not that you're supposed to sell it and use the money to bring a korban, just to use for the Bezek Abayis to fix up the Beis Hamikdash, maybe that the Hegdish is allowed to make a use of Yavoida. Maybe Hegdish could work with it, maybe Hegdish could share off the wool and use the wool. So if now Mishnah wouldn't be a clear proof to Rabbi Elazar. Could be a special denier by these behemoths, that since they even though it's a Balmum, but since you're supposed to sell it and use the money for a korban, as love of a korban maybe right now. But then the Mishnah says, V'lodim v'chol b'muta, that if it gives birth, and the milk of it, it's muta to use after you paid this payma that had a mum first before you makdish it. Hekidam, what's the case talking about? Hekidami. You learn if you want to tell me the Iyabur, it became pregnant. The Yisrael only gave birth liachet pidyon after you prayed to this balas mum, but the mat shita chulamino. It's a regular bayimus chulam shiti. Let her use the vlad. What's the chiddush? Ella must be the abalas made pidyon and all became pregnant before you were prayed to it when it still had a kedushas damim on it. The Yisrael of liachet pidyon gave birth after you were prayed to it. So that's the case. The Mishnah says that since you were prayed to it first, now when it gives birth, you let her have enough from this yours completely. So then the deal would be. Mashma, we gave birth before you applied to it, then the mice would be also Asiri. So the question is, you know, it has Kedusha on the Vlad itself, the Vlad of a Kedusha's Domin, has Kedusha on it. Now the question is, Niftin Tamimim, or Yeh Niftin Tamimim? This Vlad.